Hey everybody, I have a shorty for you today. Go grab your earbuds and I will see you in a minute. Hey everybody, I'm really excited to be sharing another shorty with you. I want to keep focused. I want these episodes to be more focused on helping you market your biz better. And I know from feedback from some of my listeners that they love a little tip that they can implement immediately. So today I want to talk about the way that you actually word, like the words that you use in your social posts. So I'm a big believer of asking questions when it comes to creating engagement on your social pages. Asking questions is actually an amazing way to learn more about your audience, about your dream client, about your fans and your followers. But one thing I want to share with you, and it's funny because it goes back to my childhood, and I can hear my mother saying it, God love her, it's not what you say, but it's how you say it. Now, growing up in a household, I'm the middle daughter of three girls, so middle child syndrome here. Yes, raise your hand if you're a middle child. And oftentimes I said whatever I wanted. I wanted to be upfront and right out there. I was not afraid. But oftentimes maybe my words weren't as kind as they could have been. So my mom would say, hey, Deborah, it's not what you say, it's how you say it, even when I thought I wasn't wrong. So what I want you to do is think of that, maybe in your own voice or your mother's voice or your father's voice. And I want you to remember that. I'm going to tell you a little story that might actually help you understand this concept even more. So this morning, actually, I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw a post from someone that I just started following because I'm thinking that I want to hire her or work with her to help me with my business. And I'm not going to tell you who it is, but because it doesn't really matter. But she had an amazing Instagram post. The picture was perfect. It was beautiful. The color was great. The font was really bold and beautiful. She was asking a question. And the question she asked was actually thought-provoking. And she even went as far as to give her audience two or three or four options to choose from when answering. And if those answers didn't meet or match what you would say, you could obviously fill in the blank for whatever it is that you were feeling to answer her question. Now, I started typing my answer under her graphic until all of a sudden my ego took over and I was like, wait, I don't want anyone to know that I need this or want this or need help with that. And I deleted it and I closed out the Instagram app. And here we are with this podcast because it occurred to me that her question was really good. And she's obviously sourcing information from her audience. However, some of us, and I will be the first one to admit, may not feel comfortable answering publicly. So now she's got me thinking about what it is I need from her services, from her business, but I'm too embarrassed to openly come out and say what it is publicly. So I want you to think of this in your marketing, okay? I know I'm not alone in this. I know that you've seen posts on social media that have ignited some sort of emotion. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's that you're not worthy. Maybe that you're embarrassed. Whatever it is, I mean, we're human, right? Maybe there are questions that you're asking, that you're probing, that involve an answer that is far beyond what your audience is capable of saying publicly, okay? So this doesn't mean that the question that you're asking is bad. It just means that what you're expecting as an answer may not actually happen publicly. Now, I have a couple clients who are in industries and try to ask questions, and oftentimes we get very little or no response publicly because, you know, people are embarrassed or they don't want their friends to know. I mean, many of us are savvy to know that if we post on a Facebook page a comment, that could be seen by everybody that we're connected to on social media. And so therefore, we might refrain and we might just lurk and not engage with that page. So I want you to remember this when you're creating your questions for social media, when you're trying to create conversations. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. So instead of asking them to identify maybe what it is they need from you, from your services, you could reframe that. You could change the way that you ask it and just say, would you love some sort of help with blank in your business? Yes or no, right? So then they don't have to get so specific. They don't have to, draw the line in the sand and say, I really don't know what I'm doing. Maybe it's something very personal. Maybe it's something with the way they look or the way they feel. I mean, this happens often with health coaches. They don't always get the response. People aren't ready to publicly respond to their questions. It happens with attorneys. It happens with spas often, who do treatments like for the skin, maybe to get rid of wrinkles or age. So there are, are people feeling very open and very public and aren't maybe ready to respond in that way. So one thing to do is to think about the kind of answers you're expecting from your audience and how can you change that up so that it's not so personal and open. And then also offer the opportunity for people to get on the phone with you or to privately message you in Messenger. Because that's actually what I'm going to do. Today, I'm going to reach out to this person and I'm going to let them know that there is something that I think I need from their business, but I wasn't comfortable saying it online. That's okay. I mean, again, we are human. It's okay to feel that sense of, I don't want everyone to know my business. I mean, there are people that put everything on social media. I don't. But there are people that do. And even those people will be quick to, say whatever they want to say. But then when it gets really personal and somebody might call them out or say, wow, I didn't know that about you. Or, I had no idea you didn't have confidence, or I didn't know that you had a weight problem, or maybe you have an eating disorder, or maybe, these are things that you're struggling with in your business. Whatever it is, there are people that would not publicly comment in a thread like that. So this is really like the psychology of social media point two. But I just wanted you guys to be thinking of that and think of my mom saying, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So you can say this question, you can ask this question and try to get feedback from your audience and engagement from your audience. But it is possible that the way that you ask the question might leave space for answers that are too personal or too private. And therefore people will start to type and then delete their comment and then back out of the app just like I did. So with that said, I hope this is valuable. I hope this makes sense. Please let me know in the comments if this helped you. If you like this episode and it really helped you market your biz better, I would love to know. Please share it with anyone that you think could benefit from it. If you've got a team of people or a VA helping you, definitely forward this along. You guys, I'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Market Your Biz Better podcast. We know there are tons of podcasts you can listen to, and I'm pretty excited you chose my mom's. If she mentions websites or links in the episode, you can find them over in the show notes. My mom always says sharing is caring, and she'd love you to share the podcast or tell a biz friend about it.